скачу, помаленькі допереду, як ті пчоли йду до меду.
That was a group called Berkut and a tune from their CD called Berkut 3. That was Molodenka, a song about a young girl. І таким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павіна Макуарі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'd like to send out a special warm welcome to listeners of Malta University Broadcasting, which is airing Nash Holos Saturdays at 9 p.m. starting today on 103.7 FM in Malta. So a very warm welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar will be along with a recipe for a very quintessential Ukrainian dish. It is called, at least in some parts in Canada, it's called beatniks. And Irina Bell from Ottawa will be bringing us a bit of cultural trivia, and she'll be talking about World Heritage Sites in Ukraine. And, of course, Keith Perron will be here with news from Ukraine, and he'll be bringing us a special report on the dismal prison system in Ukraine. And we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, we're going to take it to Ukraine, and we've got Oksana Mucha standing by from her CD Reshato, which means sieve. And a tune called Na Kameni Nohemeyu, Washing My Feet on the Rocks.
На камені ноги мию, на камені стою. Чари сиплять, а я ся не бою. Кругом мене чари сиплять, а я ся не бою. Кругом мене чари сиплять, а я не боюся. Коби швидше до осені, бо я віддаюся. Коби швидше до осені.
Віддаюся, я
вечора, то я притулюся.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Follow your feet to the beat at the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vegreville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows, and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, pesenkafestival.com.
Вся усі люди знали Чубара, чубара, чубариня, де дівчина молода, чуба, чуба, чубариня, чуба, чуба, чубара, чуба, чуба, чубариня, де дівчина молода. Вже я дівчиноньку Марусеньку звали, вона мене сороченка шила й вишивала.
Чубара, чубара, чубариня, де дівчина молода, чуба, чуба, чубариня, чуба, чуба, чубара, чуба, чуба, чубариня, де дівчина молода. Ченка шила й вишивала, кребульками, стебульками, бо більше не знала.
Чубара, чубара, чубариня, де дівчина молода, чуба, чуба, чубариня, чуба, чуба, чубара, чуба, чуба, чубариня, де дівчина молода.
Що на вулиці стали всі питати, чи то свято, чи сиряк, бо було не знати.
Чубара, чубара, чубариня, де дівчина молода,
чуба, чуба, чубариня, чуба, чуба, чубара, чуба, чуба, чубариня, де дівчина молода.
Та і не сір'я, не така рубака, а це мила вишивала голокостомака.
Чубара, чубара, козака нею під козак молоденький. Очі ритосака, чорні брови козака. На те мати породила, що дівчина любила. А дівчина гордиться, до козаки гордиться. А козаки, а корив'я, побачить так і мир.
And from Edmonton, Alberta, that was a group called Millennia from their brand new CD, Bracha, and a song called Oi Upoli Ozerechko, and that means in a little lake in the field. And Millennia will be performing at the Vegreville Pesenka Festival this year, as will Tuti Tam, who performed the previous song that you heard, Chumbara, from their first CD, and a little bit of the Carpathians meeting the Appalachians. And again, that song was Chumbara, and you can see both of these groups live at the Vegreville Pesenka Festival. Other things that you'll see there will, of course, be pioneer demonstrations and all kinds of other stuff, probably some baking. So you might get a chance to see this dish coming up actually being made. If not, here's how you can do it yourself. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Beets are the quintessential Ukrainian vegetable. If you buy beets with their tops or in separate bundles, you can use them in several ways. They are a great source of vitamin A and C, as well as calcium. A dish of beet leaf rolls, or holubtsi, is the seasonal delight of many epicures. Beet leaves take well to a filling of cornmeal, rice, buckwheat, and their many variations, as well as yeast-raised dough. Mum used to simply fried chop beet leaves in butter, garlic, and a touch of salt. A great side dish. Now, here's an old-time recipe that survived generations of cooking progress without losing its popularity. These are unique. They are rolls and are a real treat. So get your pans ready. All you have to do is wash the required amount of fresh beet leaves and shake off any excess water. Remember, the leaves should be dark green and fresh. If the leaves are mature, you can scald them with boiling water for easier handling. When the leaves are small and very tender, you may need two or three of them for each roll. Use your own or purchase bread dough for the filling. The dough should be well risen. Grease a pot or roaster and line the bottom and sides of the pot with some leaves. Cut off a small portion of dough, about the size of a walnut, place it on the leaf and roll loosely. Arrange the rolls in a layer in the pot. Sprinkle each layer with some melted butter or oil and salt. Fill only half the pot. Top with a layer of leaves, cover, and let rise in a warm place until double in bulk. This will take about 1.5 hours. Cover tightly and bake at 350 degrees for about 1 hour. Serve hot or warm with mushroom sauce, plain sour cream and green onion sauce, fresh dill cream, or any favorite dressing. These really don't take much effort and certainly are worth making. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Thank you. знайшов у твоїх краях. Ластівко моя, розкажи мені, любиш ти чи ні, і в очах сія. Розкажи мені, любиш ти чи ні, і в очах сія, я навік твоя.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know? Chiznali Vi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that there are officially 4 World Heritage Sites in Ukraine? St. Sophia Cathedral in Kyiv is an outstanding architectural monument of Kievan Rus. Today, it is one of the city's best-known landmarks and the first Ukrainian patrimony to be inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. The Kyiv-Pecherska Lavra, since its foundation as the Kyiv Monastery in 1015, has been a preeminent center of Eastern Orthodox Christianity in Eastern Europe. Although registered as one entry, St. Sophia Cathedral and Kyiv-Pecherska Lavra are traditionally shown as 2 separate sites. In 1998, UNESCO also listed the historic center of the city of Lviv as a World Heritage Site, stating that, in its urban fabric and its architecture, Lviv is an outstanding example of the fusion of the architectural and artistic traditions of Eastern Europe with those of Italy and Germany, and that the political and commercial role of Lviv attracted to it a number of ethnic groups with different cultural and religious traditions, who established separate yet interdependent communities within the city, evidence for which is still discernible in the modern townscape. And the 4th World Heritage Site in Ukraine is the Struve Geodetic Arc, a chain of survey triangulations stretching through 10 countries, from Norway to the Black Sea, which determined the figure of the Earth, its size and shape, and has been an important step in man's knowledge of the dimensions of the Earth and allowed improvements in navigation and more accurate mapping.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Ти признайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ти чарзілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти обіг. Бо то я врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синих гір. Бачу я тебе в снах, у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках ти приходиш до мене. І не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода синих гір. Червону руту не шукай.
From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, that was Teresa Sikirka from her CD, Ukrainian Roots, and that was an album that she recorded in the middle of recording other jazz albums, and this gal was a runner-up in Canadian Idol a few years back, where she made a splash on the Canadian music scene, and as mentioned, she did record this wonderful CD for lovers of Ukrainian folk music. Again, it is called Ukrainian Roots, and that song was Volodymyr Ivasyuk classic, Червона Рута, The Red Rue. And before them you heard Shum from Winnipeg. That is from their CD, It's Fun to Be Ukrainian. And Tisha Navkruhe's Silence All Around. We're going to pick up the pace a little bit now with a fellow group from Winnipeg. They are called Molodsi, which means young people, and this is from their most recent CD released just within the last few months. It is called Ukrainian Dance Melodies 2. Here they are now, Molodsi from Winnipeg with Oi Chorina, Yesi Chorina, I Am a Dark-Eyed Beauty.
Чим си полюбила чорнявого Іванка? чорна, ой, чорна, як циганка. Чим си полюбила, чим си полюбила, чорнявого Іванка. Чим си полюбила, чим си полюбила, чорнявого Іванка.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, a special report on Ukraine's judicial and prison system and how Euro 2012 is drawing attention to it. I'm Keith Parent. The level of medical care and sanitary conditions in Ukraine's prison is said to be unfit for human habitation. Illnesses such as tuberculosis, hepatitis, and AIDS are rampant. Human rights activists in Ukraine and from abroad since the country got independence have been pushing the issue. But it's only been since Ukraine was made co-host of UEFA 2012 that the issue has been getting more attention, not just from within Ukraine, but also from within the European Union. Amnesty International has been highly critical of the country's judicial system, saying it does not operate freely, but is controlled directly by the government. Today, at least half of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko's cabinet are incarcerated in one such prison. We have this special report from Merek Arden in Kiev.
As often as possible, Irina Lutsenko visits her husband Yuri in prison. Until 2010, he was the Interior Minister of Ukraine. Now he's been sentenced to 4 years in jail for embezzlement and abuse of office. A few months ago, Yulia Tymoshenko was also imprisoned in this Kiev jail. It's overcrowded and notorious for its dreadful conditions.
Inside, everything is geared to destroying people, humiliating them morally, dehumanizing and oppressing them. Anyone doing time here becomes an invalid. Many diseases are rife. Tuberculosis, syphilis, AIDS, fungal infections, infections of every kind.
But the former Interior Minister didn't remedy those prison conditions either when he was in power. After 2 years of detention, Lutsenko is emaciated. His wife and his lawyer say he's being refused adequate medical treatment. Lutsenko has contracted hepatitis. After he went on a hunger strike to protest against his imprisonment, his condition worsened.
Yuri Lutsenko is the chairman of an opposition political party, one of the leaders of the opposition in the Ukraine. I'm firmly convinced his imprisonment is politically motivated.
Foreign politicians always ask me, why did your husband go on a hunger strike? That's not the way to change things, and he's only damaging his health. Well, that's true. You can't prove anything to our rulers. But with the hunger strike, he wanted to call the country's attention to the scandalous conditions in Ukraine.
Currently, Ukraine is enjoying its role as one of the hosts of the European Soccer Championship, just at a time when leaders in Kiev have to justify themselves to European politicians. The case of imprisoned former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko and members of her government got the ball rolling. Eduard Bagirov is a human rights activist from Kiev. He thinks little of the Europeans' hasty conclusions. He says Tymoshenko's government also neglected to strengthen Ukrainians' rights.
I see no great difference between those in power now and those who led the country under Tymoshenko. No matter who's been in power in the 20 years since Ukrainian independence, all of them have systematically breached human rights. Under the current government, it has become the rule.
Every day, people like Arid Sidorenko consult Bagirov. Sidorenko used to run a weekly market in Kiev, and he's been charged by the authorities with abusing his office. Bagirov sees political motives behind the accusations. Sidorenko is a union member, and when the market was privatized, he asked the opposition for help.
I'm a union man. Since they fired and indicted me, there are no leaders left. They all keep their mouths shut, and almost all my fellow union members have been dismissed. You have to help everyone, not just well-known people like Tymoshenko. You have to use one person's fate to call attention to that of tens of thousands. But what we're seeing is that everyone is only focusing on the case of a single person.
In its latest human rights report, Amnesty International criticizes Ukraine. It says the judicial system is controlled by the government, and it condemns the abuse in the prisons. Those in power play down such criticism.
Yes, we have infringements of human rights, for instance, when it comes to the right to a healthy life without environmental pollution. And not all our citizens are able to earn an adequate living. Those are budget problems, which we're trying to solve together, with economic reforms.
Statements like that stun Eduard Bagirov, but he thinks calls for a boycott of Euro 2012 are short-sighted. Bagirov is convinced that only dialogue with people from around the world will prompt Ukrainians to fight harder for human rights. And that's why he thinks the championship could actually make a difference.
And with that special report from Eric Arden, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. Special thanks goes to Radio Deutsche Welle. I'm Keith Perron.
В школі,
дома на канапі,
у скирті на полі.
Це також схоже на всесвітнє кохання. Де б не були змагання, там є оболівання.
Знає дорослий, знає малий, чудово, коли перемагає саме свій.
Знають усі, що тільки ті перемагають, за яких активно, дуже-дуже активно вболювають.
Ти можеш не їсти сало, ти можеш не бити барабани.
Ти зовсім не дивишся телек і спати лягаєш рано.
Oh,
for all you soccer fans, that was the Euro 2012 theme song, at least in Ukraine. It's called Bolivai, and it is performed by a whole bunch of Ukrainian pop stars. And if you're following Euro 2012, you will know, of course, that it has started. And Ukraine will be playing its first game in round one, and he'll be playing first with Sweden on June 11th at Kiev Stadium, and then again on the 15th against France at Donetsk Stadium, and on the 19th against England, again in Donetsk. And we'll be bringing you information as it comes in. Next up on the music lineup, from another new release, it is by a group called Brita Bluzu. It is a jazz album, original compositions by Miroslav Levitsky. And here they are now, Brita Bluzu with Sky Colored Blue Eyes. To the beat at the Vigorville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vigorville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows, and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, PesenkaFestival.com.
And sexy lonely. She drives karaoke to legs. But if you're a mess, don't make fun. Cause she's cool, she's got the gun. Well, shall I go, shall I go, shall I go, nice lady. She's got the gun. Last night I stole and brought it by. All by myself.
that was a group from Ukraine, yes, called Shaken Guts, and a song called Cold Ice Lady, and that is from a CD called Perushe Ukrainsky Rockabilly Front, which is translates as the first compilation of Ukrainian rockabilly and psychobilly. And tell you, I really wish, you know, if there were second and third compilations, I sure would like to get my hands on them, because that is a really fun CD recorded a few years back now, but still sounding pretty contemporary. Again, that was Shaken Guts with Cold Ice Lady. Well, back to Canada now, and something a little more sedate, but equally fun. The Female Beat from Winnipeg, from their most recent CD recorded last fall. It is called Sealed with a Kiss, and here they are now with their version of a song called Napoleon's Retreat. They call it Mayday Retreat. Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ network, Saturdays in your part of the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. As well, Nasholos airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver, Canada on AM 1320 CHMB, and now airing live in Nanaimo, my hometown, Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM CHLY. Online, you can find out all about us at www.nasholos.com. As well, on the Nasholos page for the PCJ Radio Edition for podcasts at www.pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. And you can also catch this international PCJ edition of Nasholos on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. Ну же, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Слабей сильного не побідить. And our proverb of the week translates as, the weak cannot conquer the strong. Well, that just about wraps up another program here on Nasholos. So to take us home, we've got the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg with the Husavik Wedding March. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nasholos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.